141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on the biggest night for Scottish football in Europe in many a year. Rangers are out to make it to the Europa League final, but they'll need to overturn a 1-0 deficit against RB Leipzig. It promises to be an emotional night at Ibrox as the club mourns the loss of legendary kitman Jimmy Bell, and Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has big decisions to make. Will Kemar Roof and Aaron Ramsey be fit to play? I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me tonight is Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Well, it doesn't get much bigger than this. A European semi-final, Rangers well in the tie and all their eggs in one basket now. It is win or bust. The crowd will be pouring along to Ibrox as we speak just now. So much anticipation for tonight. I think we could be in, well, I know we're in for a long one tonight, but I think the game could go all the way.
This is what Thursday nights are all about, Gordon. Really excited for it tonight. I'm sure every Rangers supporter going along to Ibrox, sitting by their radios, listening to Super Scoreboard, watching TVs, fingers crossed, everything. Looking forward to this game. Rangers have given themselves a fantastic opportunity of reaching the final. Job last week in Germany, 1-0. If they can go off to a good start tonight. But I think the big question mark for everyone going along is, which Rangers team going to be?
Good question, and you can provide the answers. 0141 951 1025. We are here until 11 o'clock. No matter what happens, it will either be a celebration or it will be perhaps a disappointing end. But everyone, I'm sure, pulling in the right direction, hoping that we can get a Scottish club into a European final. Maybe not everyone. That's the way rivalry works in this city. But anyway, 0141 951 1025. Let's hear from you, Rangers fans. How on earth are you feeling? Because the three of us can sense the excitement, the anticipation, the nerves. So what is it like to be emotionally invested in it? Pick up the phone and let us know. Did you get much sleep last night? Have you been able to concentrate at work today? Are you going along to the game? I would love to hear from people who are on their way to Ibrox right now. We've done this together so many times in the last few years. We've been speaking to you as you head to Forth Bank and to Gala Bank and wherever else. And now you're heading to Ibrox for a Europa League semi-final. How does it feel? Pick up the phone and let us know. As Gordon quite rightly says, up until Giovanni Van Bronckhorst announces his team, well, you're in charge. You can tell us your suggestions. Who should play? Who shouldn't? What formation? What system? What shape? Do you think Kemar Roof and Aaron Ramsey will make it? If they do, do they start? Are they from the bench? There is a lot to get through. So please pick up the phone and get in touch, especially if you're heading along to Ibrox. But if you're not lucky enough and you're watching it at home, we'd love to hear from you as well. 0141 951 1025. Now's the time to pick up the phone. Let's go to Ibrox for the first time tonight and get a flavour of the build-up. An early flavour of the build-up, I should say, with Gabriel.
Yes, Gordon, it's very quiet inside Ibrox right now, but it's going to be rocking within a few hours, and what promises to be a raucous and emotional night here in Govan. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst says the players are determined to reach the final for themselves, their fans, and of course for Jimmy Bell, the much-loved kit man who suddenly passed away earlier this week. Now, the fixture itself is their 60th game of a mammoth season, but Rangers are showing no signs of slowing down. They're flying high on confidence despite not winning either of their last two matches. They were so impressive in that second half against Celtic at the weekend, and they were narrowly beaten by Leipzig in the Europa League semi-final first leg 7 days ago, and they believe, and rightly so, that they have a fantastic chance of reaching the final in Seville later this month. What the fans want is more magical memories. You saw what happened at the Bernabeu last night. The crowds on European nights just have a special effect at these iconic stadiums. We spoke to James Tavernier yesterday. He spoke about the Ibrox fear factor, and he says he hopes it rattles Leipzig. We'll have to wait and see if that does happen. You also touched on team news there. Of course, the question is, do they go with a five at the back or a four at the back? Will Roof or Ramsey play? But what about up front? Joe Rebo did quite well in that unorthodox number nine role last week. Fashion Sakala was brilliant in the second half against Celtic 4 days ago, so that'll be an interesting one as well. I'll bring you the team news as soon as it comes, in around half an hour. And what about the visitors? I was walking around Glasgow today. I saw quite a few Leipzig fans all the way over from Germany. This is a top side. Don't forget that. They showed it in glimpses last week. They played in the Champions League semi-final two seasons ago. They're full of attacking flair, but they have stumbled recently. They, of course, only edged past Rangers, and they've lost their last two Bundesliga games, which drops them into fifth place. I spoke to manager Domenico Tedesco yesterday. He was in quite confident mood, but he does expect Rangers to attack. He said that'll leave more spaces for his players to exploit, and he says they'll need to score as well to progress despite their lead. So it sounds like we could have a goal fest here.
Absolutely cannot wait for this. Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson, they're jealous of you, Gabs, that you're out there at the game and these two are stuck in here with me. But we get to take the calls, which is always entertaining. 01419511025. Come on, you Rangers fans. How are you feeling? Sum up the nerves, the excitement, the anticipation. If you're calm enough to just analyse the game ahead, let's do that. Who should play? Who shouldn't play? Look, every Thursday night for a long time we've had these great debates, Gordon, and it's going to be extra interesting tonight. You know, will Kemar Roof and Aaron Ramsey make it? They were training yesterday. They were getting left to the last minute. Even if they are fit, is that just to bolster the bench, or did they get into the starting 11? Of all the team lineups Rangers fans have obsessed about over the last few months, this might be the most important of the lot.
Yeah, I think I've written about 9 down, Gordon. I think we'll definitely start the game.
I thought you were going to say 9 teams.
No. And then I usually do, but I've been a bit busy today. But you've got so many perpetrations of fact of Roof. Is he fit? Ramsey? I think if Roof's fit, he's got to come in. You know, I think leading the line, he's the best at it. He's been scoring goals, he's in good form, he's a confident player. I think he gives you something better at Ibrox. Then Aribo, Kent, Lundstrom and Jack, they're certain starters tonight. So you've got Roof, you've got Ramsey, Sakala, Wright, Arfield, Kamara. The one thing you've got to say is, if these two guys are fit, Roof and Ramsey, he's got options there, Gordon. It's such a big night, but whoever comes into that starting 11, they will be desperate for 8 o'clock to come and get out there and try and put Rangers into a final.
I know the interesting is with Kemar Roof, if he's fit, because we keep going on about it, the focal point of Rangers with Morelos out, Roof is the next best option. But if I was fashing Sakala and I was left out after, you know, my second half performance at Celtic Park on Sunday, then I'd feel like I was pretty hard done by. I know we always bang on, or a lot of people bang on about him not being a striker, and he's a wide player. He's still a striker for me. And he'd done the job on Sunday. He adds that bit of pace to the front line and that bit of uncertainty. And like I say, if I was him, I was left out.
But the
I
thing
feel
is,
hard done by.
Quickly, Gordon, I know what you're saying, Mark, but he can bring Roof in and still have space for Sakala, because he could put Aribo just behind Roof and put Kent in one wing and Sakala in another.
01419511025. That is the number you need. You can tweet us as well at Clyde SSB. We are here until 11 o'clock. So build up to the game with us. Enjoy it with us if you're not heading to the game. And then, of course, give us your reaction at full time. Scott's a Rangers fan from Paisley to kick things off. How are you feeling, Scott? Sum it up.
I'm very confident. I'm actually looking forward to tonight. I've been saying for the last few weeks, I think we'll get to the final. I don't know why. I'm just very confident. I think there's something about this team in Europe. They've got a bit mature very early in the last few seasons. But I think there's just something about this team that can dig a result out. And I think it's been beating Borussia Dortmund that's provided that spark. I didn't think anybody expected us to, but we did beat them. And I think after that, the team don't fear anybody. And I'm very, very confident tonight.
Are you going along, Scott?
I'm heading there just now, yes.
Wow, what a night it's going to be. Mark, we will find out. Scott's the first caller. I get the feeling from all week, the Rangers fans have got belief and are confident. They're 1-0 down from the first leg, but that doesn't seem to be, you know, denting anyone's belief so far.
None it should. You know, Scott's right. For what they have been through in the tournament so far, then the Rangers fans have every right to go to Ibrox full of optimism tonight, because Ibrox just seems to be a different place for Rangers to play in this season in European competitions. You know, that I think they've done well away from home, but when they get to Ibrox, you know, there's an energy about them straight from the off. You only had to see that against Braga the last time round, where they go into it 1-0 down and it quickly changes the game. I think it'll be the same tonight. I think Leipzig are a top side, very good side, but there's just that extra yard to Rangers when they play at Ibrox, and I'm sure the fans going along agree with me on that one.
I said it last night, Gordon, because, you know, you're a football fan, sometimes you fear the worst. It's a very Scottish thing to do. We'll get Rangers fans phoning up here ahead of a run-of-the-mill league game against St Mirren or St Johnstone or Motherwell, and fearing that things could go wrong. But there's something about this European adventure that it's gone the opposite way, and everyone just seems to be finding the positives and believing up to this point, by the looks of it.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I think on the European night, especially at Ibrox, the crowd, the atmosphere, everything about it, they look a different team, Gordon. They look a yard sharper for me. They look like, you know, they believe that they can go and get into the next round, and tonight it's getting into the final. So there's a great belief there. It'll be fascinating, this game tonight. I think the first goal is going to be so, so important, because let's not be kidding. Yeah, we can take confidence. We had a look at Leipzig on Monday. They get beat with against a 10-man team 3-1, and they played the strongest side, and you're thinking, right, that's good. You know, they may be tired. Let's not be kidding here. They're coming to Glasgow with a one-goal lead, and they're a top-quality side. Rangers will need to be at their best.
Scott, sum up how it feels, you know, how big an occasion this is. I mean, I'm sure you've been to many games in the past. How does this one feel?
It feels a lot bigger, just the fact that where we've come back from. I know you're probably fed up hearing that, but where we've been in the last, since we went to Manchester after that, what happened to the club. But coming back, and especially just now, Jim, there's so much money in football nowadays. I never expected Rangers to be in another European final in my lifetime, but we've done it, and that's a great achievement. But I just feel very confident we'll get to the final. But I think it's phenomenal where the club's been and where we've come back from. Yes, we have faltered in the league, and there's no denying that, but I think in Europe, the players just sense something, and that's why I'm very confident tonight.
Yeah, look, because you can understand that. Scott himself offered up, you're probably fed up hearing it, but it's true. When Rangers got to the last European final, football just continued to move out of our reach, so to speak. Maybe we all thought Scottish clubs wouldn't reach another European final. Never mind one that plunged to the depths that the Rangers did during some of those times. So I'm sure you would forgive Scott for that bit of nostalgia, if you like, tonight, heading along to this one.
Well, of course, when you think it, when our teams get to the group stages of these competitions, and I don't even mean the Champions League, I mean the Europa League, you know, the aim is to get out the group. That is deemed a success. If Rangers or Celtic get out the group, and then they've got the last 32 to look forward to, and then it's such an achievement if they get even past that. You know, in years gone by, Rangers have done it, Celtic not so much. But to get to a semi-final takes something exceptional. You know, you need a lot of things to go your way and to go right to get to a semi-final. You need a bit of luck, of course, but you need to have the quality and the actual bottle to stand up to top European sides. Rangers have done that. They've done it with a relatively new manager coming in just in the group stages, and then putting his spin on things. And I think that's helped to a certain extent, because they've certainly thrived in these knockout stages under Van Bronckhorst. And now they've got a chance to do it tonight, and they've got a chance to go one better. I mean, in my lifetime, I've seen Celtic get to Seville, Rangers get to Manchester. Must admit, I never thought I'd see it again, or so quickly, after so. Huge achievement.
Still work to be done, but that's the incentive tonight. You can call if your name is not Scott, by the way. It just so happens that the first two callers share the name. So thank you to the Paisley version. Let's bring in the Broxburn edition and see how he feels about tonight, Scott.
How you doing, guys? How's yourselves?
Very well. How are you, more importantly?
I'm kind of city bonus. I think I've been to the toilet about 10 times already. I'm that nervous.
Oh, dear.
But there you go, in a rewind.
Cancel that dinner, please.
Well, listen, to see tonight, I mean, I actually feel as if that, you know, we've got nothing to fear now. And listen, I don't mean any disrespect to Leipzig, but I think tonight the whole team have got to go out there and they've got to say, wait a minute, this is a kind of one-off game. If we get through this, this is taking us to another final. And the last caller said, obviously, 2008 Manchester. I actually thought myself, you know, that you would never kind of see that again. But as things stand, we're on the cusp of getting there. So, but I firmly believe, like I say, if Rangers just go out there, you know, for the, obviously the crowd are going to be, they're going to play an absolute massive, massive part tonight, as they have done all season in Europe. But I'm kind of quietly kind of confident tonight. Really quietly confident. But I actually think tonight that I can't see Roof starting tonight. Now, hopefully I'm wrong, but I just don't think that Bronckhorst will risk him. I can see Sakala playing up front himself first, and maybe, you know, depending how kind of things are going, then you can bring on somebody like a Roof or possibly a Scott Wright or, you know, you never actually know. Oh, listen, just another kind of final point. There's a guy that I work beside, Big Alex Cowan, he's called up now. He's Celtic through and through, and even he said, Scott, he says, I'm actually rooting for Rangers tonight, and he's been the only Celtic fan that I know that went Rangers today.
He'll be delighted that you've outed him on the radio in front of a couple hundred thousand people, really? Scott, and he'll be able to go back to his work tomorrow. But you can, well, Scott's, I mean, shared his toilet habits from today, which we'll just gloss over.
Good
that
big cows I mentioned,
just in case we put you off your dinner, Gordon DL. But on a serious note, quietly confident. I like that sort of way of putting it, because I think that probably speaks for quite a lot of Rangers fans.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you'll be the only one in that camp, Gordon, especially with the scoreline 1-0. There's no away goals as well, which helps. I think with the crowd behind them coming out there, front foot, everything that's happened this week as well, the players will be desperate to achieve the final for the memory of obviously Jimmy Bell as well. So I just think there's an excitement that we've never had for a long, long time. I can't wait for 8 o'clock for a kickoff. Can't wait to see the team. He's going back there and saying about Sakala. I can understand you talk about Sakala because you're looking at Celtic Park. Now, for me, I thought he was going to take Sakala off. He put him through the middle, and I thought he was great. He got his goal, caused problems on the pace for about 15, 20, 25 minutes. I've watched Sakala start the games for Rangers through the middle. Now, if you're asking me who's a better centre forward in a game like this tonight, and Sakala may well play, I'm not saying that don't play him. He could play off the flank, as I told you about Aribo playing in behind. I think Roof would be a massive player for Rangers tonight. I'd be very surprised if he doesn't start.
What do you think, Mark? We obviously can only really speculate a bit. We don't know about the fitness, but let's just take it on a very black and white basis that he's either fit to be involved in the squad or he's not. And therefore, if he is fit enough to be named anywhere tonight, does that start in the absence of anyone else, any other sort of recognised striker? Scott doesn't think so.
If Roof's fit, I think, yeah, he should play. I made the point that Sakala would probably feel hard done by, and so he should, because he did well in the second half at Celtic Park. He scored a goal. But Roof, there's no doubt about it, Roof's a better player. Roof's the more reliable player, should we say. You sometimes don't know what you're getting from Sakala. You know, I think the Rangers players are sometimes thinking that as well. You know, sometimes when the ball's played up to him, I think we've seen, was it in the first leg, somebody tried to play the ball on his feet and he'd already made the run over the top, and it was at Lundstrom or something that had a real moan at him. And that's the difference. I think they understand that Roof's going to be right there in the middle. He can hold it up, bring others into play where Sakala's hitting miss. So if Roof's fit, for me, he plays.
Sum up how big tonight is, Scott.
Absolutely massive. I think this is their biggest game in kind of quite a few years. That's what I generally think. Now, and listen, you see, as Mark says, and same with Gordon Deere as well, I do think that Roof is the better player. But I actually think, I mean, I've got that wee niggling down in my head that he's not properly 100% match fit. And that's, in my opinion, that's why Sakala will start. Yeah. Now, hopefully I'm totally wrong, but it's just that kind of feeling that I've got.
Did you hear last night's show? We had an exclusive, though. Did you miss it? A guy called in and said, my girlfriend works at the petrol station. Kamar Roof came in earlier, filled up his car and said he's fit to play.
There you go then, he's playing tonight.
So that's enough for me, yeah. So do I. Scott in Broxburn, thank you very much. How are the rest of you feeling? 01419511025. We'll hear from you and Giovanni Van Bronckhorst next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here on a huge night of European football at Ibrox, a Europa League semi-final no less. Let's continue to build up with Alexander, who is a Rangers fan from Maryhill. How are you feeling, Alexander? Confident?
Hello there, guys.
No.
How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Yeah, we're fine.
Nervous, confident, somewhere in between?
Nice to talk to you, I'm a first time caller.
Nice to speak to you.
I listen to your show every night. I think Gordon Gales, he's an absolute laugh, so he is. I tell you what.
Oh, no, he's been called a few things, to be fair, over the time.
Keep it going, mate. You're having a good first call.
That's not too bad. I won't ask you for your opinion on Mark Wilson in case it goes downhill from there. How do you feel about tonight, Alexander? Are you looking forward to it?
I'm all looking forward to it, but I'd also like to pay my respects to yesterday. It was a tragic thing that happened to Rangers. I'll move on for that.
No, I think I think it's fair. It's certainly, you know, it's very relevant, Mark, because it's going to be noticed tonight. It's going to be felt that we've seen the scenes outside Ibrox today, touching moment with the manager and the captain, and paying their respects. Every fan who goes along will be thinking about the sad passing of Jimmy Bell, and every player, it is not even in question, because you're talking about someone who would have been an integral part of every single pre-match routine they've ever taken part in at the club.
Yeah, that's the difference with the passing of Jimmy Bell, that Jimmy Bell would have been in direct contact with all these players, knowing their habits. That's the thing about a kit man. You get so close to them, you have your individual wee things that he looks after you with everything. And the Rangers players will certainly notice it, and the fans as well, because he was there on the bench for every game. So it'll be a sad loss for the Rangers fans at Ibrox this evening.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mark quite rightly says, as a footballer, you get in there, everything's laid on for you. That was what the kit man, he knew every single habit you had before the game, what sort of a stuff you needed, what made you feel good before you went out into the tunnel and into that game. And tonight, of course, and as these players are walking out that tunnel to that fantastic atmosphere at Ibrox tonight in front of that packed audience, I'm sure that some of these players will certainly have Jimmy in their thoughts.
That's the cruel thing about grief and loss, Alexander. His life has to go on. The players will have to find it, you know, within them to go and do the job tonight. Who plays? What's your team looking like?
Well, I know about grief, because I lost my mother last year, Gordon, through tragic circumstances. And I've no man used to say sorry and all that, but it was a tragic thing. But I know about grief. It was a terrible thing. But my thoughts about the Rangers game tonight, I think Rangers will win 2-0 tonight. And my team selection would be, I don't think I'd put Barisic at left back. I'd rather put Bassi in. Put Balogun back in at the middle with Big Goldson. The usual with James Tavernier. The middle of the park, this is the winner of the game for me, for Rangers. Rangers need to be strong in the middle of the park. I would put Davis in, Lundstrom. And when they put Ramsey in, I wouldn't put Kamara in either, because Kamara's been hit and miss.
There's going to be big decisions, Alexander, that's for sure. What about the back four that he mentions? You know, no Barisic for him. Stick Bassi in at left back, bring Balogun back in. You've got the pace there. Is that something you could get on board with?
I think the problem with that, Mark's nodding there, but I think the reason people think that, against Celtic, he got caught with Jota at the back post. But I thought after that he settled in to the game. Me personally, as a big call, I would stick with Bassi at left centre back. I would put Barisic, because I think Rangers I think he's got better quality in the final third, Gordon. See that left foot, if he gets into that final third. If I was a centre forward, as much as Bassi's terrific going up and down that left hand side, if I was a centre forward and I was picking between Bassi and Barisic to whip the ball in for me to go and attack it, I'm taking Barisic all day.
I've got to agree with the quality in the final third. Barisic is better, but I think with Balogun you can play a high line because he's got that pace. I think Bassi can add quality as well in the final third, but I just think Barisic got caught Celtic Park, he got caught a few times, and then even when you think back to last Thursday, there was a few times in that first half where he was caught out of position as well. Kind of got it back in the second half, but I think with Balogun back, I would change it.
We always talk about, you know, the way games end and what that does to your memory of it. You know, I think most Rangers fans came away from Sunday feeling quite good about things because they finished the game strongly and could have won, and it was an understrength team anyway, and you know, all the rest of it. That's the sort of feedback they were giving us. But at half time, they weren't being too complimentary about Borna Barisic.
No, and I can understand why, because the spotlight goes on you when you lose a goal. You know, the first thing you do is, as a Rangers, if you're connected with Rangers and Celtic score against you, you look for someone to blame. You know, and obviously Barisic got caught at the back post, but take nothing away from Jota. It was terrific, got across and got his goal. Yes, you can say Barisic should have defended, and that's why he come under the spotlight a little bit. I just think tonight's a completely different game, Gordon. This is a chance to go to a final. You're at home. You're hoping to be on the front foot. I think they'll probably go back to the back four. He went to a five last week in Germany. I think he'll go back to the back four. I totally take on board what Mark's saying about Balogun allows you to go up the pitch because of the pace. But I just think the quality coming in for the flanks, I would go with Barisic tonight.
Thank you to Alexander. We're about to speak to Andy, but let's hear from the Rangers manager for the first time this evening. He hopes a raucous Ibrox atmosphere can help guide his side into that final in what promises to be an emotional night, as Alexander mentioned.
Well, I think, of course, we are we all have the same goal, is to reach the final. You know, my players, my staff, we all do the best we can to be prepared. I think the fans are always important for us at home, and they are a big factor in the atmosphere. You know, we're going to have a noisy night, and, a noisy night we need to overcome this opponent, and will be emotional, but we'll be ready when the whistle goes.
It's certainly going to be noisy. You can put your house on it, it's going to be noisy. What does that do to actually influence the game, Mark? For instance, can Rangers come out to that noise and then sit off the way they did at the start of the game last week? Or do you think the two will sort of marry up, go hand in hand, and Rangers will use that and the crowd will use them, and it will be rock and roll?
Pretty much goes like that, doesn't it? Yeah, it'd be difficult for them to sit back. Look, the crowd's going to be massive for Rangers tonight. We only have to go back to the game last night. I mean, Real Madrid, Man City. Now, when Man City scored, the camera panned to the crowd, and you seen them encouraging their team. Right to the last minute, Real Madrid were dead and buried, but they kept going with them. And then you're hearing commentators say today that the crowd plays such a big part at that club. It's the same at Ibrox tonight. Even if Rangers lose that first goal, which you might well do, they're still in the tie. That's the beauty of the away goal rules not being there anymore. So it's important that obviously Rangers start quick, but if things don't go their way, the crowd stick with them to pull them through.
Andy's a Rangers fan on the line. Andy, we're starting with the easy general questions. How big is this tonight? Sum it up for us as a Rangers fan.
As a Rangers fan of many, 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 many years, this is one of the biggest in our history. Obviously, getting to Manchester, getting to Barcelona was absolutely magic. But it's a different format nowadays, playing in these group stages, etc., etc. So this is one of the, or if not the biggest game in Rangers history tonight, to get to Sevilla.
That's the reality of it, Gordon. Whether it's the biggest or not, it seems strange to waste tonight building up to the game, splitting hairs and arguing about, you know, whether it's the first biggest, the second biggest or whatever. But I think what we can all agree on is it's certainly in that bracket, it's in that conversation, and particularly in recent history. What a night they have in store.
It's massive. Absolutely massive for a club. To get to the, they're two games away from winning this tournament, Gordon. I know you've got to take each game that comes along, and that will be very difficult tonight. But I just think that crowd there, the 12th man, you go back to saying, what will the players be? I think that gives you an extra yard. It really does. Mark will tell you, you played in big games before, and you come out there, and the support and the noise, it just gives you that extra bit of energy, that extra yard to go the next bit. I think that Rangers fans going along tonight, they'll be so excited. It is absolutely off the scale for Rangers supporters tonight, how much it means to them.
Are you going along, Andy?
Yes, I'm stuck in the traffic jam just at the gas tank. I kind of don't know this part of Glasgow, but I mean, I pass it every week. Where the gas tank.
Oh, I know where you are. I know where you are. You're on the M8.
You're cutting it fine.
Nah, you'll be fine. No? Hold on. Let's not ruin Andy's night.
Andy, you can listen it on the radio. All right,
Stephen Mill, has he got a travel update for us soon? I think
he doesn't know when.
He'll keep
Stephen Mill.
What are you thinking, team wise, Andy? And how confident you are?
Well, initially I was thinking same starting lineup as started against Celtic. But in listening to Mark about Bassey and Balogun, putting Bassey to left back and Balogun coming into centre half, I don't know if he'll go that way or not, because, I mean, Barisic is good going forward, he's good at getting balls across, and we're going to need goals tonight where young Bassey Disney is not as good at that as putting balls across as Barisic can. So I was wanting to see what Gordon's team was, because a fortnight ago at Braga, the Braga game, I came on and I think I miscalled Gordon a wee. I didn't miscall him, but we had a wee bit of a laugh, and so did you guys. I was wondering what Gordon's team was, because he got it right against Braga, and I was wondering if he had his team tonight.
Yeah, he's been on a bit of a roll recently, Andy. His tactical knowledge has been spot on.
Score predictions on the money as well.
What do you think?
I'll all go north tonight, south, whatever it goes, east, west.
Hold on a minute, statement. Right? See when you're doing well and when you're getting praise for your tactics. Bring geography into it. That's the one area. Yeah. Well, there are a few. It's the main area.
My compass doesn't seem to work. I've got the problem.
What about your moral compass? No, in fact, let's leave that for another show as well.
That's gone. I'm depending on the fitness of these players. I definitely would start with Ruth. I would go with Barisic at left back, Gordon. Nine picks itself, right? For me, nine picks itself. Lundstrom and Jack in the middle. Aribo and Kent will start. And it's what you fit in round about the jigsaw. I'd like to know who's fit. If Roof's fit, I'm playing Roof. And I think that Van Bronckhorst will play Roof. But the rest, Sakala, as Mark says, I thought 20, 25 minutes second half against Celtic, he caused problems. Got his goal. Looked like he was getting that confidence. Up until then, he didn't influence the game at all. I think you need to Ruth through the middle tonight.
Andy, we heard some callers, and in fact the Rangers manager, talking about it being an emotional night, the sad passing of Jimmy Bell this week. Then of course just the general loud, raucous atmosphere that there would be tonight. What type of occasion do you expect?
I do expect a raucous occasion, very much so. I meant to pass on my condolences to Jimmy Bell's family when I come on. It's quite an emotional time for me as well. It's almost 16 years since I lost my son, who is a avid Rangers supporter who came along in all the games. And I stuck on for 11 years after I lost my son. But I've got back into it and shout over to him and the Govan's fans every week.
I'll bet.
At every game. Can I also say a big shout out to my good friend John, who sits in front of me, for Andrew, who will listen to the show as well. He's always asked me to give him a shout out. He's frightened to phone in.
He's too scared. Well, listen, he'll not be stuck in traffic though. He's coming from the other way, Andy, so he'll get there before you. Listen, you take care, enjoy the game tonight.
All the best, thank you very much.
Good man, that was Andy somewhere on
Andy's
BMA.
Not making that. I'd be anxious.
Come on.
If I was sitting where he is just now.
Where is he?
Unless he's parking right outside the front door.
In 20 minutes to kick off.
Oh, that's...
Sorry, Andy.
Those roadworks are horrendous there.
That was Andy, 01419511025. If you'd like to join him, you can tweet at Clyde SSB and we will speak to you next.
01419511025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here. It's 01419511025. Remember, we're on until 11 o'clock. It is quite a big night, in case you hadn't noticed, at Ibrox. So we are marking that occasion by staying on right till the death. And we've got a Rangers team as well. You've all been speculating about it all night, all week, looking at who should play and who shouldn't and how it affects Rangers' chances. Well, here is your answer with Gabriel.
Yes, Giovanni Van Bronckhorst has selected his 11 men that he hopes can take his team to Seville. But the big news is who is not in the lineup. Kemal Roof misses out of the squad entirely, whilst Aaron Ramsey is just fit enough to make the bench. Van Bronckhorst has made three changes from the 1-1 draw with Celtic at the weekend, with Davis, Arfield and Sakala dropping to the substitutes bench for Jack, Wright and Kamara. So the full 11 is here. Alan McGregor is in goal. James Tavernier playing right back, with Connor Goldson and Calvin Bassey at centre-half, Borna Barisic will be on the left-hand side of defence. We have midfield three of John Lundstrom, Ryan Jack and Glenn Kamara. Scott Wright playing off the right-hand side. Joe Rebo through the middle and Ryan Kent off the left. McLaughlin, King, Jack, Kamara, Sands. McLaughlin, McCrory. We have King, Sands, many others are on the bench. But the big news is that there are no Roof and Ramsey only on the bench. Rebo will play false nine again. It could be a four at the back. It could be a five at the back like it was last week. It is the same 11 players that were playing last week in Germany. Massive team news from Rangers. Leipzig have announced their 11 as well. They've gone three changes from the game 7 days ago. They're still playing their 3-4-3 fluid formation. Peter Gulácsi is the captain and he's in goal. Josep Gvardiol, Willy Orban and Lukas Klosterman are the back three. Benjamin Henrichs, Kevin Campbell, Konrad Leimer and Angelino will play across the midfield with Christopher Nkunku, Danny Ullman and Yusuf Poulsen up front. They're on the pitch right now just walking about. They look very calm, but they might not be calm when this place is packed out in about an hour's time.
Well, there you have it, Rangers fans. That is your team. What do you make of it? Is that the team that carries you to a Europa League final? There is no Kemar Roof anywhere in the squad. Does that reduce your confidence to an uncomfortable level? Or can you get by without him? Let us know. Gordon Dalziel, your reaction quickly so we can get back to the phones.
Yeah, just quickly, Gordon. A bit surprised, but obviously Roof not in there. He's decided to go with Rebo up there. He went last week at the first half with a diamond, brought Wright and Kent in, but I thought that was more defensive. Tonight I think Kent will be in the left, Wright will be in the right, a good one, and a Rebo through the middle. With the starting 11, that's the best system. I like to see Kamara in there. I think he brings a lot to it, but Sakala, I feel a bit, you know, disappointed being left out, but a good sub to be used.
How big a blow is no Kamara?
Huge, absolutely huge. Keep going on about focal point, brings others into play, can score a goal. He's been huge for Rangers in these ties before, so he'll be a big miss tonight. My biggest surprise, I know I said Balogun maybe in there, but Scott Wright ahead of Sakala, that's the biggest one for me. So big call from Gio van Bronckhorst, and it'll be interesting to see how they line up though. If it'll be the same as last week, yep, or if it goes slightly different.
John's a Rangers fan. You're the first one on to react to that team news. John, what do you make of it?
Hi, good evening again, guys. Just heard it as I was kept on hold coming on. I'm quite positive with Aribo up front. He's quite a bit of a lad, holds the ball in well, very good at his feet. We can, and right on the other side, I think it's very positive. I said a couple of weeks ago about the defence going to Germany, and we need to be tight, we need to, you know, hold our own, we need to be fighting like cat and dog. We've done that. I'm hoping it's the same tonight at defence, and I'm hoping we can get something with Aribo, Wright and Kent on either side. I think it's quite the best option they've got, if that makes sense.
So the absence of Kemar Roof doesn't worry you too much?
Not really, to be honest, because he's been injury prone quite a bit. He's lacking a bit of match fitness. I think what we've got tonight is the best that we can put out, and I'm sure we are able through the middle if that's how they go. I think it's a great out ball. Personally, I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, as you alluded to before, the way that they line up might be even more important than it normally is for a game, because there isn't that recognised striker. So that team, fine, we all know the personnel, but it can be very different, because as we saw that in game last week.
Yeah, I would be so surprised if he starts the exact same way as he did, with Aribo deeper and Kent and Wright as the two kind of narrow running in behind. You just saw the difference when Aribo went through the middle and you put Kent on the left and Wright on the right, got with, and Kent did a lot of what he's done in this tournament before in that second half.
Strange thing is though, it didn't last very long. You know, how long across 90 minutes did Joe Rebo play centrally last week?
He brought Sakala in and put him through the middle, Gordon. It's going to be
I feel like every fan who watched it thought that was Rangers' best spell in the game, and therefore repeat that, put Joe Rebo there. We just don't know if the manager agrees.
See the positive about that 11 for a manager. He can change that system very quickly. As Gabs says, Ibrox there, you know, he could go to a three at the back. He can go to his back four. I expect him to line up with a four. I would think the three midfield players, Jack Lundstrom and Kamara, and Wright, Aribo and Kent, but he can swap that round. He's got different systems in there depending how the game goes. So I think it's a very clever lineup from him, because as I say, the personnel in there, he can move about. It's just if Arrillo plays up through the middle, if they're going to get up the pitch and get at this team early, it's got to be quality balls into him so that he can hold the ball up. We know he's got the ability for that, and obviously getting the support from the wide areas and the midfield.
The one thing you've got to say is that, you know, that selection last week, the system, it worked. You know, it was exactly what Van Bronckhorst wanted, to be tough to play against and then open up a wee bit in the second half to create chances, and they were only undone by that terrific goal. So he's probably given Leipzig the full respect that they deserve. They're a good side, they'll know the dangers that they'll pose. Perhaps he thought, if we open up with Sakala through the middle and Kent one wing right in the other, or Aribo, this team have the ability to pick us off. So maybe he's going to be a bit more conservative. Will the Rangers support like that straight from the off? Well, they're going to have to, I guess.
The only question mark in the middle of the park, see tonight for a game like this. Now, I'm a massive Kamara fan. If he's going to go with three in there, would there have been a situation where Davis could have come in and controlled the game tonight for him? Because he's absolutely brilliant at it, Gordon.
Especially when it's not always known exactly what role Kamara gets in there. He's been tried that bit further forward, which... Who was it last night? I think it was Marvin Bartley. He said he didn't want to see that. He thought if Kamara's in there, he wants him to be the deep one and trying to sort of pull strings a little bit and then let Jack and Lundstrom go and do what they do.
Yeah, that's why I mentioned Davis. Mm-hmm. Davis is first class at that. But he's obviously decided to go with Kamara. Look, it's a good choice. Kamara's a very talented player. But I'm just interested to see tactically how they've got to line up. I'm not surprised that he's chosen right over Sakala. I think you touched it there, Martin, and the fact that I don't think he wants to be that open. Mm. There's only 1-0. There's plenty of time to turn this tie around. So I think that with the personnel, is probably his best side.
John, sum it all up overall. You know, the occasion, the incentive, the type of weak Rangers have had as well has to come into it. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, my second point was about my condolences to Jimmy Bell's family and everybody connected at Rangers. There's a wee quick story here for you. My friend played with Rangers way back many moons ago, got a broken leg against Celtic at Parkhead when we stayed in George's Cross, in the days when we used to get a subway over to Ibrox. And what happened was, Jimmy used to come down and pick my mate up, take him over to Ibrox and drop him off. He was such a nice wee guy. He went through all that era with all different managers. He was a bit of a character. And to be honest with you, a different side of that when you see Jimmy going and taking a young boy who's broke his leg, who was a smashing striker at the time, Gary McSwiggan, could be doing with him tonight if he was away back in the days, because he was a perfect goal scorer. So we Jimmy went out his way to pick him up and drop him off. Top man, honestly. It was really, really... Didn't need to do it, but it was really good. And that was a guy who was a kit man. And that's how much he thought of the young lads coming through. So it was brilliant to see that, to be honest with you. So I just wanted to highlight that.
John, I appreciate that, John. I knew that someone who'd been there for so long, you know, would have sparked stories and anecdotes and memories from our listeners. So that was great. I appreciate you sharing that. You could see them looking at each other, John, saying, who's his mate? Mm. Who's he talking about? Yep. And you eventually named them. So... You've satisfied their nosiness. That is it, Mark. I think John said something like, you know, that's just the kit man. But I think you can see this week, by the outpouring of emotions and tributes from former players, it was more than that, wasn't it?
Well, that's the thing. When you see former players, you know, all kind of instantly, you know, putting on their social media what Jimmy Bell meant to them, little stories that he did for them, then you quickly get an idea of how huge he was at the club. And like you say, the kit man, sometimes... No, you get the closest to them because you see them every day. They're the last person you see before you go. And he obviously had a big influence in a lot of players, even when they were young, to the superstars, the Boers and that. He had an influence in all those guys. So it will be a sad night.
Thank you, John. Enjoy your night if you can. I'm sure it's going to be nervy, as these occasions can be. But it was nice to speak to John. It takes us up to time for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, beat the Pundit time. That'll settle everyone's nerves, eh? Thursday night's Beat the Pundits usually a calm, uneventful affair. Mm-hmm. Just think, by this time last week, we had had our moment with Stephen and Knightswood.
Already happened.
Who swore live on air. If you've not seen the video yet, we decided to let it lie a couple of days, and the video is now up there on our Twitter feed, our TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, the lot. It's all there. And even I can admit, as unprofessional as we were, it's pretty funny.
I'll never be.
Even I watched a good few times last night. So you can go and check that out. But in the meantime, let's play Beat the Pundit. If you fancy your chances, and quite frankly, why wouldn't you, of beating Gordon DL or Mark Wilson, now's the time to call. It's 0141 951 1025, and the lines close at 7 o'clock. So let's hear from you.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025, and we are on Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB. On a monumental night for Rangers and Scottish football, we could have a Scottish team in the Europa League final in 3 hours' time. But Rangers have got work to do, because they are 1-0 down from the first leg against RB Leipzig. We've told you the team. What do you make of it? Scott Wright is in there. Fashion Sakala is not. There is no Kamar Roof anywhere. Aaron Ramsey's on the bench. Other than that, it is as you were from last week's team, isn't it? So pick up the phone and let us know. Let's build up to the game together. Are you heading along? How confident are you? Have you had sleepless nights? All the usual stuff. And can I just say, away from the game, ever so slightly, I truly thought I had seen and heard it all on this show. I mean, think about it. We've had people on here with tears of joy, tears of sadness. We've had people swearing on the show like last week. We've had our comedy moments with yourself on Beat the Pundit. We've had arguments. I thought we'd seen it all.
I'm not liking where this is going.
This show is about to take one of the weirdest turns ever. I got the strangest strangest message on Instagram last night involving one of you two.
Please tell me it's him to my right.
It's you, obviously.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Even in my weirdest bit of my imagination, I just didn't expect this to be a, like, I'll get to it, right? But we need to play.
Oh no, I'm worried.
Don't be worried, but we need to play Beat the Pundit first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, let's play Beat the Pundit with Chris, who's a Celtic fan on the line. How's it going, Chris?
Not bad, Gordon. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Now, Chris is in Motherwell. You know what that means? If you lose the ball,
Chris,
chauffeur driven, you might say. Good evening. You could chauffeur drive the ball.
Good evening, Chris.
How are you doing, mate?
Oh, you're sounding a bit nervous, Chris.
Motherwell.
If I play you, I beat you, Dad. So it's easy as that.
Are you far from me?
Yes. Yes, Chris. Are you about to tell him where you live? That's
no,
strange.
I just want to know where Chris lives.
Oh, don't do that, Chris.
I don't trust him, don't give out
that type of information. But we'll find out if it goes to plan. Heads, it will be, though, Mark Wilson. And if it's tails, you'll get your chauffeur-driven ball from Gordon DL. So let's see how it goes. What does that say, producer Callum?
I don't know.
It says tails.
Never fails.
I've never done this every day. I would like to know how many times I've played this game.
Black Arthur will tell us on his spreadsheet. But do you know what? It's not just you. It's on certain nights. I've noticed that Bartley's getting the tails.
Has he?
Yeah, and the thing is, because he's an absolute pest, an even bigger pest than Gordon, he films it.
Oh, I've seen it
every night.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, I've seen it.
For anyone out there who thinks that we're at it, Marvin films the coin toss, and I don't know, it just happens. So it's you again.
It is. Right, all the best, Chris. Have a good game.
Right, let me give you some Clyde 2 to listen to, Gordon. Chris, I'm going to put 30 seconds on this clock. Just answer the questions, as many as you can, and you're more than welcome to pass if you don't know, okay?
No bother, mate.
Right, let's go. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Which energy drink company first bought RB Leipzig in 2009?
Red Bull.
Which player is older, Carter Vickers or Starfelt?
Starfelt.
Name the only Scotsman other than Andy Robertson to play in a Champions League final since 1990.
Paul Lambert.
Name any scorer in the Partick Thistle Inverness game on Tuesday.
Pass.
Name any Scottish Premiership side whose club crest is made up of only two colours.
Aberdeen.
Giovanni Van Bronckhorst played in a World Cup final with the Netherlands in which year?
2006.
Okay, let's bring Gordon DL back. Can you hear us?
I can.
Same set of questions to you. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Your time starts now. Which energy drink company first bought RB Leipzig in 2009?
Red Bull.
Which player is older, Carter Vickers or Starfelt?
Starfelt.
Name the only Scotsman other than Andy Robertson to play in a Champions League final since 1990.
Pass.
Name any scorer in the Partick Thistle Inverness game on Tuesday.
Oh no! Mackay.
Name any Scottish Premiership side whose club crest is made up of only two colours.
Hibs.
Giovanni van Bronckhorst played in the World Cup final with the Netherlands in which year?
Oh, I know that. 94. I had absolutely no chance.
Do you know why? I had a moment of weakness there where I actually thought he knew it.
Oh, I believed him as well. Chance. I believed you.
Did you?
Aye.
Absolutely no chance I'm having that one.
Chris, is the ball getting chauffeur driven to Motherwell?
I don't know. I think it's tight. I think it's definitely fair. I picked number one.
Oh, I can't hear Chris's answer. So if he's Chris has been beat there.
Nah, I don't think so. Let's find out. Red Bull, you both got that. RB Leipzig. Carl Starfelt is 2 years older, so you both got that. It's tied at the moment. Name the only Scotsman other than Andy Robertson to play in a Champions League final since 1990. Didn't just play in it, he won it. Paul Lambert.
Ah, oh, I could have got. I was going to go Lambert as well.
Darren Fletcher not playing now.
Twice on the bench.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Was he not suspended one of them? Anyway, he didn't play.
Moscow.
No, he didn't play.
This could go be a tiebreaker. Did Chris get that?
You'll be lucky to get a tiebreaker. He got it. Paul Lambert, 3-2 up. Name any scorer in the Thistle Inverness game, Crawford, Sutherland or Samuels. None of you got it. Name any Scottish Premiership club crest which is made up of only two colours. I like the tactic from Chris, who's a Celtic fan, and just overlooked that completely and went for Aberdeen. But they were both right, so was Hibs. So you're still, what, you one behind?
Yeah.
So it all hinges on whether Giovanni van Bronckhorst played in the World Cup final in 1994
did
or not.
Did they know?
For what it's worth, Chris got it wrong also.
Well, I've got a funny feeling, so did I.
He was at least closer than you. It was 2010, I remember, because I watched it at Tea in the Park. There we go. Yeah.
Well
so,
done, Chris.
And I'll tell you what, it was his final appearance as a professional player.
Yeah.
What a way to go out. You went to Cowdenbeath with them.
I did, aye. Bit of a difference in that. Aye.
Did you beat 4-3
there? Yeah, you can beat 4-3. Chris, well done.
Thank you very much, mate. Thank you.
Good man, the sign ball. I'll make sure
I'll be coming through your window about 11:30 tonight.
I knew
you
before me.
You don't want to hear that.
Oh, I don't. What did he say?
That's what you said. You don't want to hear that.
Well done, Chris. Good man.
Thank you very much, mate. Cheers.
That was Chris in Motherwell. Chauffeur driven, eh? You could do that.
Absolutely no chance I'm getting him.
I know we've stopped kind of doing the stats, but
a
lot.
I won on Tuesday.
Black Arthur lives on the other side of the globe, so what he does is he listens to the podcast in like batches, and he catches up and he updates his.
I must have played about.
You're worse than Hugh at this.
40 times. I bet I'm not at the bottom of the table.
Worse than Hugh.
Spreadsheet. It'll be you and Hugh for sure.
No chance.
100%
absolutely no chance.
Might be above him, but it'll be the two of you down there.
Well,
who
else is on this show? Donnelly. Many has he played?
No, he's only lost once. He's good.
Yeah. Halliday's not very good.
He joking?
All right, okay.
Wins every week.
Hannah's played 3-1-2.
Anyway, I did say that I get a lot of weird messages about this show, believe me. I get a lot of strange messages about this show, but this one just really came out the blue more than any other that I can think of. And it was really late last night, but it actually kept me awake because I thought, I can't wait to get up tomorrow and get to the bottom of this. And I've been a bit busy, right, so I haven't fully got to the bottom of it, but we'll get there by the end of the show. So Ryan Kane, and I'll just read the message to you. He says, bear with me, Gordon, you'll appreciate this. So I'm listening to an audiobook. It's the third in the series of horror novels, and this one is set in a creepy castle out in Ayr. I won't get that much into it more than that. It's a spooky book, creepy characters, etc. Now imagine my sense of disbelief every time the creepy, bumbling Scottish chauffeur is mentioned. His name is Gordon DL.
I'm not grasping this. What is going on here?
I don't know either. It's not a joke.
It's a real book.
Apparently there's a real book and there's this Scottish chauffeur and his name is Gordon DL. The character is called Gordon DL. And I'm thinking, nah, this can't be happening. And apparently he's quite creepy. He's got a creepy character. So Ryan's delighted at this, and he says it's by a famous English horror writer called James Herbert. Do you think he crossed paths with Daz and immediately found his inspiration?
Never met that author.
That
sounds like you.
Is this news to you? You didn't know that, because you would have mentioned it to us, that you are apparently a character in a horror novel.
I have no idea about this.
Seriously?
Oh, I honestly swear.
You'd be claiming royalties.
Exactly. I need to get my lawyer on that one.
A creepy chauffeur.
A creepy chauffeur, apparently. So genuinely, you've never heard about this before? Because I thought that's the type of thing that would have been
right on my
mentioned. Not so much, but just mentioned to you at some point.
I mean, how weird. Gordon Dale's quite a...
It could be an
no,
Gordon
listen,
Dale.
Hold on. Let's be clear. That's the thing. If this is true, it's not a coincidence, obviously. You're not just going to come up with that name.
Gordon, aye. He's got
it. It's named after you, if it turns out to be legit. But no, genuinely, no one's ever mentioned this to you in your life before.
I have no idea what you
did. You
just
say
told
it was an air as well?
Yeah, he's exactly.
An air.
It's a creepy castle in the air.
That's you. 100% that's you. Driving around creepy castles.
Because Ryan said to me,
creepy as
Ryan
well.
Said to me in the message, you know, it's a famous English horror writer called James Herbert, who I must admit I'd never heard of. No offence, Mr. Herbert, if you're listening. But I googled him. He's legit. He's got a lot of books.
Yeah. 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 That sounds like
producer
you.
Producer Callum, 100%. Can we try and
get him on the phone?
I don't really know.
Get James Herbert's number.
Yeah, exactly. Look him up.
Can it be that hard? He'll be on one of these social media platforms.
Or actually, Ryan did say it was an audiobook. How good would it be if we could get the clip? Right, producer Callum, drop what you're doing. Forget the rest of the callers. Download every book that James Herbert has ever written. Listen to them all. And get us an answer before we leave at 11 o'clock
I'm
tonight.
I'm a part of the story. Is that what you're
the
trying
people,
to say?
Yes. You're
you know
a character
what?
In the book.
We need more info though. We need to know what that guy gets up to, in case the author has had some stories about Daz and he's nearly tied it into the book.
He's been running about me for a few years.
People have to know. We need to
that
know.
Can't be me.
Look at that.
Absolutely yeah. No chance.
I'd be
me.
Chuffed at that if I was in a book. A horror, a horror book as well.
No, it's a creepy character. I've got a reputation to live up to here. And he sneaked
creepy
into
the... Did he have an old beat up Passat?
Incredible. See if this is true. And Ryan, I've no
as
reason to
2006 Passat.
I've got no
that
reason
scary.
To disbelieve Ryan. But we
Ryan's
need to
talk
we
nonsense.
Need to get to the bottom
you
of
couldn't
that.
Make that up.
Of course
it
you
must
couldn't.
Be the truth.
Ryan's talking nonsense.
That's, I'd be proud of that.
Right, let's find out. Hopefully we'll have an answer soon. Let's speak to Jamie, who's a Rangers fan in Bishopbriggs. Enough about creepy chauffeurs, Jamie. Let's actually talk about a big game tonight. How confident are you? Are you feeling that Rangers can do it?
I must admit, I'm absolutely buzzing about tonight's match, and although I'm a bit nervous at the same time.
Yeah, that'll probably speak on behalf of a lot of people, I would think, Mark. That's the sort of big game feeling. Yeah. The difference is we've not really had many European semi-finals to get nervous about.
Well, when there's so much on the line, you know, the fans, I'd even be surprised if the players aren't even just looking one step ahead and imagining what it would be like to be in Seville at the final. But the fans have been through so much on these European nights that, you know, so much resting on the night. So it's been a long old day, especially when it's an 8 o'clock kickoff. It's okay when big games come about and it's a 12 o'clock kickoff or a 3 o'clock kickoff. You're right into it. When it's 8 o'clock and you're waiting about all day, I know what it's like to be a player, but for fans it's probably worse. So yeah, I'm not surprised at Jamie.
You'd be sacking off your work today, wouldn't you?
I think there'll be a few sacking off tomorrow if Rangers can get a result tonight.
Not that we can done that sort
not
of thing, of course.
Exactly, get out there and keep the industry going. But yeah, I think for the players now it's a case of they'll be at the stage of all the tactics are done, all the preparation's done, Gordon. Getting out there, getting a feel of the atmosphere, getting ready to make sure that you start in the front foot. And the fans going along to Ibrox, of course they will be nervous. It's a massive game for them, but it's they can only play their part in encouragement, and it's up to the players to go out there and produce the goods. So we're in for a really terrific night of football.
Jamie, we have heard the team news. We're still reacting to it with no Kumar Roof at all tonight. What do you make of that? Is that a blow?
It is a blow because Kilmer Booth is one of my favourite players, and he'll be missed tonight. No, but I'm hoping, well, as I say, I'm nervous, but I think we'll go on to win the tie.
Yeah, well, I mean, Mark, first and foremost, we need to speak to the girl in the petrol station.
Oh,
who told her boyfriend to phone in last night and say Kilmer Roof is fit to play.
Get the boyfriend back on so we can question him.
He got the hopes of half the city up and he's not involved. I did say last night, players always think they're fit, don't they?
Yeah, but you know what's funny about Roof, that remember, it wasn't that long ago, like about 4 weeks ago when Morelos was ruled out and they're saying, oh, Roof's, you know, he's not doing it, you know, for Rangers up front. He goes then, scores a hat-trick and everything again changed. Roof has come into the side and he's proved he's a goal scorer. He can carry the mantle. He's not Morelos, but he's the next best option. So when you're missing him in the biggest game, and God, it might be the biggest game in Rangers history, the night home game in Rangers history tonight, it's a huge blow.
I like Roof, Mark. I don't think it's a case of, you know, see if he was a midfield player tonight, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Someone else would just play.
Yeah, it's the position. And Rangers are short in that position.
Because, for instance, I keep it's one of those stock phrases you go to. I keep hearing Aaron Ramsey being referred to as only being fit enough to make the bench. He's maybe perfectly fit enough to start the game, but he's not been picked.
Yeah.
You know, that's entirely possible because of Rangers' other midfield options.
Yeah, and the problem with Roof is he's become such, I said it on Tuesday, he became such a big, important player for Rangers because of the position. It's so important, the number 9 position. So there'll be a big responsibility on Aribo's shoulders tonight to try and bring everybody up the pitch, because, as I keep saying, week in, week out in this programme, centre forwards dictate where you play the game. If you can get your centre forward to take the ball in and link up the play, everybody can go up the pitch. If he can't, then you're under severe pressure all the time.
You don't take any pride in sort of I told you so on this stuff, Mark, but a lot of us on the show did say that when Morelos was out, there were actually two questions over Kilmer Roof. The first one is, in terms of footballing ability, can he fill that void? Can he score the goals? Can he do what Morelos does? And the second one was, even if he does on a certain occasion, can he be robust enough to go and play all of these games for Rangers between then and the end of the season? And sadly, the answer to that has been no.
Well, that's been his problem since he's been at Rangers. I just said minutes ago there that carrying the can in terms of goals, you know, he has no Morelos, but he's as close as they've got Rangers in replacing him. But it's the fitness. You know, he picks up wee knocks that rule him out for a couple of weeks. And when you need somebody, you know, to replace Morelos and rely on him, he's just came up short. Now, look, it's not his fault. I had a full career at that. So he'll be sitting there absolutely devastated tonight that he can't play. And look, the way the game goes, it might prove that we go, well, what was the big commotion about? They didn't need him, but you'd rather.
I can't believe I've missed this on Twitter as well. At 20 to 7, Andrew Turkington sent me a message to say, I just seen Roof coming out the car park. Safe to say he's no playing.
Oh, so we could have, that's an exclusive, aye.
Breaking team news there. Let's thank Jamie for his call. Enjoy the game tonight, Jamie. Let's squeeze in one quickly from Tommy in Greenock before we take the break. Tommy, what's your point tonight?
It's a bit obviously game tonight. I'm not worried about the Rangers. I'm not worried about life. So I'm a wee bit concerned about the referee after watching last night's performance. I just hope it's not money's, I'm not what I sound like a conspiracy theory, but like, they didn't want an all England final, so they might not want an all UK final and an all German final, and some team might suffer, because I thought some of the decisions last night were really, really weird against Man City.
Oh, I've never heard that people wouldn't want an all UK final. Listening to the game last night, I feel like lots of people were excited for an all UK final that they thought they were going to get. Like, Tommy's right, let's forget, you know, the sort of theories. But Tommy, here's, and I know you've got an interest in the refereeing business, Tommy. I've just had a tweet in, right, from Adam, and I didn't know this. Adam says, I'm not sure it's been mentioned, but the referee is bound to be involved tonight. I just hope Rangers can keep the head. He's given 144 yellow cards in 23 games.
Wow. That's
apparently. That sounds like quite a lot to me, Tommy.
That sounds like a hell of a lot, aye. It's a bit concerning, is it? No. I know in the last few games, Bars helped us out, but likes of last night, see the penalty, I thought the guy got the ball, but they never even checked it on VAR. Just gave the penalty, and that was it. And I went, just get on. Then there's a tackle by Stirling, a great tackle against Yella Kirby, whereas the one before that by, was it Kambodra or something, well, half the guy in two never even spoke to.
I mean, listen, Gordon, these are different games.
I was gutted last night, Gordon.
Yeah, City legend like yourself.
I'm absolutely gutted for my old team, but I disagree with Tom. I don't think the outcome had anything really to do with the referee. I thought that it was a penalty kick, to be honest with you. But Manchester City had the final in their hands and they let it slip. So I don't think we can look at referee last night. I think we can look at Man City. But it's all about tonight. Forget about the referee. Just get out there, do your job, go on that front foot, get that first important goal, and all of a sudden everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, apparently, Mark, Portuguese Artur Dias Suarez this season, 144 yellows in 23 games.
Well, that's ridiculous amount of yellow cards. Well, let's hope he's not like that tonight, because that'll just break the game up. You know, if he's constantly blown for fouls and dishing out yellow cards, that makes for a much more tepid affair. So fingers crossed he's not like that.
Well, he might have a quiet night, Tommy. Thank you for getting in touch. It's at Clyde SSB on Twitter. It's the usual phone number. And by the way, at Gilby Mark has sent me some more info on this book
about the chauffeur,
about the creepy chauffeur. And I'm going to get producer Callum on the case as well. I think we're going to be able to clear this all up next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football, 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DLR here. It's 0141 951 1025. We're building up to kick off. Rangers fans, we're entering really the last chance for you to have your say before the game. So let's hear from you. Are you up for it now? Are you feeling excited, confident? Are the nerves kicking in? What about the team? No Kamal Roof, for instance, tonight. What do you make of the team? Pick up that phone and let us know. You can tweet at Clyde SSB. I'm delighted to have been getting quite a lot of information, not about football tonight, about literature. Things you never thought you would hear on this show now. Gerard Mooney has sent me a tweet already. I read out some of the previous ones on the back of this message, this mystery message I received late last night. And it turns out, Gordon DL, it appears you actually are a character in a horror novel. And I'm astonished. When I first heard this, I thought, no offence to Ryan who sent me the message, I thought, I don't know, has he got mixed up or something? Because we would have heard about this, someone would have flagged it up. Yeah. But people have now been sending me tweets, you know, Wikipedia pages, articles, character lists, and all that sort of stuff. So basically, it is from a book called Ash by James Herbert, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, it does come as an audio book as well. So we can now play a clip of this book.
Oh, no. Have we got it?
Now, in this clip, the main character, Ash, is speaking to a new character, a chauffeur who works at a creepy castle.
Scotland's always been a different country to me. Ah, so we see eye to eye, sir. He was still smiling genially. Or eye to eye. Sorry, weak joke. Ash had attempted a Scottish accent, but it was pretty lame. Indeed it was, sir, but not totally without humour. My name's Gordon DL, by the way. Ash found himself warming to the man, despite, or maybe because of, the teasing banter.
Teasing banter. Let's hear that again.
Indeed it was, sir, but not totally without humour. My name's Gordon DL, by the way.
I can't believe that.
As a wind up.
What do you mean it's a wind up?
Callum, that's a total wind up.
He sat for the last half an hour and downloaded the audiobook.
That does sound like you. I've got your voice and accent into a T when you were living in here.
How incredible is that?
That is amazing.
He is amazing. A creepy chauffeur in a horror novel.
Give us it again. My name's
Gordon DL.
Indeed it was, sir, but not totally without humour. My name's Gordon DL.
I can't believe that, honestly. As I said, I thought I'd heard it all on this show, but that was just too weird.
That's amazing. That's brilliant.
Right, yeah. One more time, please, because I know your memory is shocking.
Do you not think I'd remember that?
You've never heard anything about this?
Not in a million years, no.
If that gets made into a movie,
I still
get the real Gordon Dale.
I don't know Ash, right?
Ash is the character in the book. Of course you don't know him.
I don't know Herbo. James Herbert or whatever.
You do look like, he looks like one of the creepy villains out of Scooby-Doo. Remember when they kind of unmasked the old janitor at the end? That's what you look like.
I honestly still think that producer Cam's made that. He's good at that.
He genuinely didn't. So I don't know why you're going down that road. I've given
well,
you all
I don't
the information
know anything about
it.
That. There you go. I
don't think he's happy about that.
Somebody's using my name.
I think what's annoying me more than anything is he doesn't think that's legitimately. That is the audiobook. He's just downloaded it from Audible, which is where you get, you know, audiobooks. He's had to scroll through and listen to it.
That's brilliant. That's amazing. What
should I not get money for that? First thing I'm thinking.
Chapter 14, to be specific.
Is it chapter 14?
And what happens to him? We need to find out what happens to him. Calm, read the rest of that book.
Hurry up,
by the way. We're only 11. You can actually read the full book.
See, if the game gets boring, we just play the rest of that audio book.
What if you die? What if something suspicious happens to you?
One more time before we go.
Indeed it was, sir, but not totally without humour. My name's Gordon D. Elbow.
I can't believe that. I cannot, but we're in the presence.
I'm going to buy that book of grace to see what happens to you.
I'll sign it for your Christmas and that.
With no
beat the pundit
with
now.
No disrespect.
I'm beating my balls. I'm going to give out books.
With no disrespect to James Herbert, if he's listening, it doesn't sound great, does it?
No, it's a pity.
He's a top author. You guys say that. Number one in the charts.
He's been a bit far with the Scottish accent.
You never read Herbert stuff.
Apparently he's a massive author.
That's what I'm saying. I'm massive. But anyway, let's bring in Stevie and Paisley. What are you thinking tonight, Stevie?
Well, I'm just saying about the mushroom. I think he looks more like Shaggy every time you see him, you know.
Scooby-Doo. You're the one that made the Scooby-Doo reference. Keep up.
Sorry, I thought you meant the singer. He's Shaggy.
No, it's Shaggy.
You don't look like him.
No. No role in the programme. Anyway, my point to you is,
right, Stephen.
Gordon, I will stick up for you, son.
Thank
the
you.
Greatest nose in Scottish football. Put it that way.
He's just brought you down here.
Goals your nose against Celtic, as far as I'm concerned.
Stop the bus.
Let's get back to the football.
Go for it.
Right. Now, I fear the worst for Rangers tonight.
Oh, we've had nothing but positivity so far. What makes you fear the worst?
No, because we've not got a centre forward at all, you know. And Germans are Germans, you know what I mean? I'm hoping I'm wrong. I really hope I'm really, really wrong. And it's a night like we had in 1972, which I can remember watching on the telly when Rangers beat Bayern Munich 2-0. I hope it's going to be a night like that. But honestly, I'm maybe being pessimistic here. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I can't see Rangers winning this tonight without a centre-forward.
Look, I was having a bit of a joke. You know, you don't have to come on and be blindly optimistic. You're all allowed to, you know, have an opinion. And Stevie's backed that up. It's perfectly logical, Mark, to... Well, their fear the worst is a bit strong, but certainly realise that Rangers are not where they'd want to be in attack. That can't be avoided.
Yeah, well, I think a full strength Rangers side would have difficulty overcoming Leipzig as well, because look, Leipzig play in a huge league. They come up against top opposition every other week. You know, you only have to look at the teams ahead of them. You're talking about a team that got to the Champions League semi-finals not that long ago as well. I know players may have changed, but the stature's still there at the club. So Rangers full strength, it would have been a hard enough fixture. Stephen's right in a way that, you know, in these big games you need everybody pulling their weight. You need everybody at the top of their game, and you need your strongest team usually. But we've seen that Rangers depleted in the past can upset the odds. So a lot of Rangers fans will fear Leipzig a bit, but I think most of them will go along optimistic.
I could tell Stevie was, you know, sort of going for that. I mean, it's a positive stereotype. You talk about German teams and being organised and whatever. I'll tell you who's not organised. Domenico Tedesco, the manager. He's standing out in the govern rain. It is chucking it down. He's got a nice wee piece of fine knitwear on.
Yeah.
And he looks drowned already before the game's even started, doing his television interviews. So he'll hope his team is better prepared.
Yeah, I think they will be very well prepared, Gordon. I agree. Look, I can understand that Stevie's worries. I think it's better to have a recognised number nine, but there's still 11 good players out there. You've got to adjust to situations. I think Rangers can do that tonight. They can adapt. They went over to Germany. They played a couple of systems, got away with a 1-0, kept this tie alive. There'll be a great atmosphere tonight. So first goal was important for me, but let's not be kidded here. They're playing a top quality side. As much as they've had a a bad Monday night. They don't come in with, you know, a lot of confidence from that. They played their strongest side. They lost to 10 men. They are still a top quality side.
Yeah, well, funnily enough, if we're talking about the tale of the strikers, Mark, you know, and Kemar Roofe not being there and Stevie feeling the worst without a focal point, Christopher Nkunku of RB Leipzig has got 31 goals in 48 games this season, which is a scandalously good record. Mm-hmm. He scored, even although Leipzig had a disappointing night on Monday, he did score. But he didn't half let Rangers off the hook last week. So let's be honest, sometimes you need that. You need the top dogs on the opposition team to have an off day. Will he have another one though?
Well, that's unlikely. You've got to say, these players get to that level for a reason, that they play in the big games and they perform in the big games. And you're right, he didn't have the best of nights last week. So if you're a Rangers supporter and if you're in that Rangers side, you're just praying that he has another one of those, but it's very unlikely that you get it. So he is the danger man, there's no doubt about it. Said last week, get to this stage of the tournament, you come up against these world class players, and he's certainly one.
The thing is, Gordon, last week was a strange night in the sense that overall, you kind of could agree that Rangers kept him quite quiet, but he had two brilliant chances, and that's what these guys do. You know, overall, Rangers are certainly up to a point in the match. Seemed like they defended really well, kept him quiet, but he goes round Alan McGregor, should score. He then has a header at the back post, should score. So it's going to be some job to give him no chances across 90 minutes.
That's the worry about it, because a lot of people weren't too impressed with him last week, Gordon. I was. As much as I don't think they were at their top form, I look at their players, I look the way they're organised, the way that their players are comfortable on the ball. Their away record is very good. You know, Atalanta in the quarters, they went into Italy and they won that. So they know how to win away from home, Gordon. You look at the bench, you look at the substitutes that come on last week as well. This sort of a quality they've got throughout their squad. But Rangers have got home advantage tonight. They went to Germany, keep the tie alive. They've achieved that. Can they finish the job? But it's not just a case of turning up at Ibrox and saying, right, okay, we're only 1-0 down, we've got this big crowd behind us, we're just going to go out there, we've been terrific in Europe before, getting to this point. You've got to earn to get to the final. We've seen Manchester City last night. I think we all thought that they were going to play Liverpool in the Champions League final. Real Madrid stuck in there, didn't happen for them. It's a big ask tonight. They're capable of doing it without Morelos and Roofe, but they have to be at their best form tonight to win this.
Let's hear more from Giovanni Van Bronckhorst. We're talking about preparation. He is confident, he's well prepared for tonight's opponents, RB Leipzig. They do come into the game struggling a bit for form, having lost their last two in the Bundesliga.
Of course, we have seen the last games they played also in the league. Not the result they wanted, so they're now in fifth place. And of course, Champions League football is also important for Red Bull Leipzig. So we have to prepare as good as possible. We've, of course, played against them already last week. So I have a better view on their players, their qualities, their strengths, their weaknesses. So, you know, we just have to prepare our game for a really tough game against a really good opponent. We both want to reach the final, but of course, you know, I'm the Rangers manager and I'm doing everything I can, and also my team, to be in the final in Seville.
Is it a big night for him, Mark? You look at what would normally come with a Rangers manager who takes over when the team is top and it looks like surrenders the league. That would usually come with a lot of criticism, but that criticism has disappeared amongst the Rangers fans because of this European run. And within that run, he has had to make tactical changes in game and between matches. He's had to make big calls. He's had to tweak things here and there. He's shown already, hasn't he, that, you know, that this run, he's been a big part of it, and therefore it must be a big night for him.
Well, he's got to take huge credit for getting Rangers to where they are just now in this competition. And we've seen over the years how hard it is to progress from the 32 or the last 16. And, you know, he came in when the group stage was still kind of in the balance, and he got them through that. But some of the big ties that he's negotiated, you're right, Gordon, some of the decisions that he's made in-game to get them through those ties, you know, you can't overlook. It's been huge. Now, the league is disappointing for any Rangers supporter. But when you get to a European semi-final and you're still in the tie at this stage, going into the second leg, then for me, I think it's a bit of a free hit for him, you know, because he's already got them to semi-final. He surely can't get criticised no matter how this
tie goes. On his side, Mark, I think he's got to take a bit of credit. About 3-4 weeks ago, we looked at fixture lists coming up. He'd Braga on the Thursday night, he'd Celtic in the semi-final at Hampden. He then had to go to Fir Park in the league to keep that going. They had to go over to Germany and then he'd Celtic before this big game tonight. And he stood up to every test. You've got to say, that could have went the other way and we could be standing here and Rangers fans absolutely criticising him to high heavens. He come through that. He's had some terrific results and tactically he's done very well with it, Gordon, but he needs a big one tonight.
Super Scoreboard European football coverage with Moyer and Sweeney litigation. Whether it's criminal defence, family law, public inquiries and more, they are here for you.
But it's getting serious. If you want to be one of the final callers to get through before Rangers kick off a Europa League semi-final, now's the time to pick up the phone because we're nearly there. Kick-off is 20 minutes away. But just think how good it would be. Maybe next year's European action, you can sit and watch it on a 58-inch Samsung 4K TV and listen to us on your Amazon Echo show as well. It's all thanks to Moyer and Sweeney Litigation. They're our sponsors of European football coverage this season and they're giving you the chance to win both. They are a multi-award winning law firm. They're all across the legal business, discreet legal service in criminal defence or family law, road traffic, personal injury, and whatever your needs, they should be able to point you in the right direction. If you go to Clyde1.com, you can find out more about them, and that's where you enter as well for this competition. It's a great prize, a 58-inch Samsung TV and an Amazon Echo show. So thanks again to Moyer and Sweeney Litigation, and this is the last chance for you to get your thoughts before Rangers kick off in one of the biggest games in a long, long time. Let's hear from you.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
15 minutes to go until Rangers play in a Europa League semi-final second leg and essentially are 90 minutes away from a Europa League final. Mark Wilson, a lot has to happen within that game, of course, but to be at this stage, it's quite the prospect, isn't it?
It's quite something, you know, to be standing here on such a huge, momentous night and a team from Scotland contesting it. You know, if this was the Europa League semi-final anyway, we'd have it on here in the back and we'd be commenting about it. But to have a team from Scotland, huge interest in it, is something else. And you just think, you just wonder what this next 90 minutes or the rest has in store for us.
Yeah, you could be in for a long night tonight, Gordon, depending on how this game goes and pans out. But look, they're there. They've got the opportunity to go and get themselves into the final. It's up to the players now. The supporters can play their part. The management team, their preparation's done. They're just hoping that they go out there, they perform to their best ability. And that's the thing as a manager. If you go out and you see your players giving every single thing they've got and it happens for you tonight, brilliant. If it doesn't, you can accept it. Don't leave anything in the dressing room. I think that'll be the message from the manager tonight.
What's the balance like as a player, Mark, in terms of these big games? I know you didn't play in a Europa League semi-final, but okay. I'm actually about to give you credit. You know, big Champions League nights against powerhouses of Europe, Old Firm games, cup finals. How do you strike the balance between treating it like every other game and you're just doing the same preparation and trying to carry out your role the same, whilst acknowledging that it's obviously not just any other game? How did you find that balance?
That's the difficulty. You know, you tend to do the same in the dressing room, but you're acutely aware of what's going on in the stadium outside. You know, you're aware of the pressure that's on you, the expectation of those fans going along. And although we are here in the Scottish Premiership and, you know, Leipzig playing a bigger league, and the games that I played in, they all played in bigger leagues, the fans still expect the same. If you're playing at Ibrox, if you're playing at Celtic Park, the fans still expect you to beat whoever's put in front of you. So that's the difficulty. But I think the beginning of the game is always important for me, you know, to get that first touch. We speak about it when Rangers play Celtic all the time, that getting that first touch in the ball and making that first pass successfully calms the nerves, and it'll be the same for these Rangers players tonight.
Well, we knew it was going to be an emotional night as well, so let's go to Ibrox and speak to our reporter Gabriel, who's there. Some tributes to Jimmy Bell. Gabriel.
Yep, we've just had a full 2 minutes of pause for Jimmy Bell, a tribute video being played around Ibrox. Very touching, very emotional day in here. As it was being said there, Jimmy Bell, certainly the best. And that's how all Ibrox and the Ibrox faithful feel about Jimmy Bell, here for over 30 years. He was here when Giovanni Van Bronckhorst was a player, and then when he came back as a manager. The Rangers fans are going to try and turn that emotion, that heartfelt emotion, into passion now when the teams come out on the pitch. We're still about 13 minutes away from kickoff. This place is really cranking up the volume here. Cracking atmosphere, and it promises to be a belter of a game as well.
If that doesn't get you up for the game, Mark Wilson, nothing will. It sounds like quite the atmosphere.
Certainly is, and you'd expect that with, what, just over 10 minutes to go to kick off. Packed house already. Usually you see, you know, empty bits of the stadium in the lead up to games. That's Ibrox is packed at the minute. Nobody wants to miss anything, and the players will be hearing that in the dressing rooms down below.
Yeah, Mark's right. The players will hear that filtering through the corridors into the dressing room, Gordon. They'll just be desperate to get out there. That's the hardest point bit for the players now. Getting to the onto the pitch. The minute the game starts, as Mark rightly says, get your first touch. If it's a good one, build yourself into the game. You forget about that, everything else that's going on around about you. You're a professional. You're concentrating the job ahead, and it is a big job
ahead.
You'd
be a bag of nerves just now sitting in that changing room, wouldn't you,
Mark?
You'd be sick. I think
I was sick before every game I played in.
It was, it's genuine.
That's true as I'm
imagine
standing
you
here
tonight sitting in that dressing room. You'd be
I was sick before every single game.
You'd
I
say,
played.
Sit this one out, Daz. We'll deal with
but,
it. Yeah.
Could you, well, I was okay once I started, right? Mm. But up until getting out that on that pitch, I was vomiting.
Right.
I wasn't nice to, that's I wasn't plenty. Nice to be standing.
I'm trying to enjoy a pizza at the break here. David's in Kirkdonald. I think you might be the final caller before kickoff, David. Are Rangers going to do this?
Well, yeah, I would say aye, we're going to do it. But I've just been thinking, it's a quick question, I'll be your last caller. Surely the incentive, win tonight, get to the final, win it, and then no parachuted into the Champions League season next, you know, 22-23.
They are.
Maybe I've missed somebody else, another Rangers fan or whatever, they'll be at the game or sitting down in front of the telly. I might have missed it. But if I was Giovanni in the dressing room right now, I'd be laying it out clearly. Forget the league. Celtic have won it. Hands up. Let's not have to go through the qualifying of, you know, being runners-up in the Premier League. That's what I would be saying to the team tonight.
Oh, yeah, they'll know, Mark. They'll know for sure the repercussions, because the thing is that would be great for Rangers in the future. But that's before you would even... You have to get over the actual glory of winning a European trophy. That speaks for itself first, and then you get that bonus later on.
The Champions League is a bonus. There's no way the Rangers players or manager will be having that kind of chat in the dressing room, saying, oh, win this and the Champions League might be there for you. To win a European trophy is exceptional. For a Scottish team to win a European trophy is even bigger than that. So never mind the Champions League. If Rangers do get to the final and do win it, that comes after. To get to a European final is a great achievement in itself.
And of course, Gordon, we will watch with interest. Can Rangers get through? Will it be Eintracht Frankfurt? They're in front at the moment. Will West Ham come back? If there are two comebacks in the cards, you know what that means? A Rangers-West Ham final, which would be quite something. It's just what a night of European football we've got across the board.
Very exciting night. Two games are very tight, Gordon, very close. You couldn't really call them. I says to Mark off air about the other game, I've just got a sneaky that West Ham can go over there and get the result. But their full concentration's on Ibrox tonight. Rangers have got to go out and get the job done. As we quite rightly says, the excitement to the build-up now to kick off. The Rangers fans are just desperate for this game to get started, and so is the players. But I keep stressing, I will stress it right up until kick-off, they'll need to be the top of their game.
How do you think Rangers will look to start this match, Mark? Because it's very close. Are we talking about front foot, in the faces, try and feed off the atmosphere? Or will it be more calculated?
I think they will go for Leipzig. I understand the dangers that may pose, and the team lineup maybe suggest otherwise. But I think the success they've had this year in this tournament, when big teams have came along and they've went for them from the start, it's made a huge difference to the game and the way that the game flows from that. I think if you invite this team onto you at Ibrox and you let them come and come again, then you might find yourself in trouble. Rangers never really tested them last week, and the one or two times they did with Kent, they got some success. I think they should go for them right from the off.
I'm with Mark. I think they'll be in the front foot, Gordon. But when they get the ball, they've obviously got to take care of it, because if they give it away cheaply, this team now, as much as we're talking about this atmosphere, this team will not bother about this crowd tonight. They've got players, experienced players. They've got players that have played in massive games. The atmosphere won't affect him. So you've got to take that into consideration. If Rangers can get the crowd up for it, get the two full-backs high up the pitch, get some decent quality balls in early, put them under pressure early, they'll know they're in for a game tonight.
Here's something I've never said on the show before. Rangers are 90 minutes away from a Europa League final. There is still work to be done though, and kick-off is next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Teams are in the tunnel. Let's go to Gabriel at Ibrox.
The atmosphere is absolutely rocking here in Govan. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst said his players need a noisy crowd tonight, and he certainly got that. It's the biggest game in Scotland for at least 40 years. It's one of the biggest matches at Ibrox for half a century. You can see the banners across the other side. The deeds of those who were before us are our inspiration. They want inspiration from 1972, when Rangers did go on to win a European trophy. Can that happen against this season? Well, they stand on the precipice of a Europa League final in Seville later this month. Up next, it's Red Bull Leipzig. And the crowd are roaring as James Tavernier leads the team out here at Ibrox. The fans, the team, everyone absolutely focused on the task at hand. They are 1-0 down, but they are confident they can make more magical memories and turn this tie around. I'll give you a quick run through of the teams again. Giovanni Van Bronckhorst makes three changes since the 1-1 draw with Celtic at the weekend, with David Sarfield and Sakala dropping out for Jack Wright and Glenn Kamara. There is no space in the squad for Kemar Roof, whilst Aaron Ramsey has to drop to the bench. Alan McGregor's in goal. James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Calvin Bassey and Borna Barisic in the back four. John Lundstrom, Ryan Jack and Glenn Kamara, the midfield three, with Scott Wright out on the right wing. Joe Rebo will play through the middle, and Ryan Kent on the left. The substitutes are McCrory, McLaughlin, Diallo, Davis, Ramsey, Sands, Balogun, Sakala, Arfield, King and Lowry. It might be a four at the back, it might be a five at the back, but one thing's for certain, Rangers have to go for this here. Fireworks are being let off behind the Sandy Jardine stand in Govan. I'll give you a quick run through of the visiting side as well. Three changes for Leipzig. They suffered two Bundesliga losses in a row. Will that affect them? Their team sees Peter Gulacsi in goal, Josip Gvardiol, Willy Orban and Lukas Klostermann as a back three. Four across the middle are Benjamin Heinrichs, Kevin Campbell, Konrad Leimer and Angelino, with Christopher Nkunku, Danny Olmo and Yusuf Poulsen up front. They've got a strong attacking lineup on their bench as well, so expect them to have plenty of threat, especially on the break. The referee here in Glasgow this evening is Artur Dias from Portugal. Now, Leipzig have never made a European final before, but they were in the semi-finals of the Champions League a couple of years ago. You compare that to Rangers, they've been to four European finals. They're going to want to make it five. The crowd are starting to settle down here as the team get for their photo, but they're roaring again. Kickoff is just a few minutes away here in Ibrox. Plenty of fans around me, all confident. The ones I spoke to outside, every single person told me they think Rangers will be in Seville. It's the biggest games of many of these fans, like fans who thought they may never reach this stage of European competition again. And it's certainly the biggest game of many of the Rangers players' lives. A monumental night in waiting here in Govan. Rangers have looked so strong this tournament all season, and much of that was down to these fans. You can hear them. They are all confident here. We are approaching kickoff. The referee starting to walk to the centre circle.
Oh, we've lost Gabriel just in his prime. He was just getting going, but he certainly gave us a good flavour of the build-up, the atmosphere. I think there is going to be a minute's silence prior to kickoff in memory of Jimmy Bell after his sad and sudden passing earlier this week. So before we get underway, Mark Wilson, it is worth revisiting just how that sounded. The Rangers fans sound bang up for this. Albeit they're about to fall silent, but up to that point it was raucous to say the least.
What an atmosphere. And you didn't expect anything less, because the atmosphere at Ibrox this year in these games has been, you know, huge. But for a semi-final, always adds that wee bit more edge. A lot of nerves in there in the stadium tonight, but I keep saying it, there'll be a lot of optimistic Rangers fans going along. They know what's up for grabs. I just can't wait for it to kick off now.
This is the poignant bit, the emotional bit, Mark. Heads bowed, players and fans alike, as a black and white image of Jimmy Bell is displayed on the big screens, with his date of birth on it, and of course the year that he sadly passed just a couple of days ago. As the stadium now erupts into applause, the players are going to feel that, aren't they?
Of course, emotional, like we say, a huge part of that Rangers side, emotionally connected to the players, and they would have chose that moment there just to remember them. But they've got a job to do now, and it's a big one.
Right, let's do this.